And I got my man Juel the G representing all parts of boroughs in Cali. What's the deal, fellas?
Hey, hey, what's going on, Juju B? What's up, baby? What's up with your L Boogie? What's up to the world?
All right. What's up, everybody? What's up, L? What's up, T Rope?
Hey, hey, what's going on with you fellas today? Take care, you guys. Are you excited? It's freestyle Friday. It's looking good.
Woo-wee, it's Freestyle Friday. It's the NFL first round draft. We're going to talk about the first round NBA playoffs, a little bit of that baseball, and we're going to end it off with the Freestyle Friday. You know we got to have the callers calling in between. You already know. But let me ask you guys a couple questions. Just what do you think you got? You know, the draft, the NFL first-round draft. We're not going to talk about the second round, but we'll mention some guys who just got picked earlier that, you know, maybe was kind of upset about not being picked today, I mean yesterday.
Okay.
But let's talk about, first of all, Miami Dolphins moving up from 12 to 3 to pick Deion Jordan. What do you think about that?
Go ahead, T. I'm going to let you elaborate first.
All right. I appreciate that, Jules the G. Hey, man, I really think that that was a great pickup for the Miami Dolphins. If our listeners from last week are just catching up, we brought on Coach Russell Scott, who is Coach L Boogie and also Trent's kind of mentor up until this point, you know what I mean? And he coaches at a high school out there in Chandler High School in Arizona. And Deion Jordan was one of those players that was on his team. He was able to follow this guy for 4 years. And he kind of mentioned that Deion Jordan was going to be picked up last week. Didn't really know where he was going to be picked up in the draft, but he did say that he would be one of those players who they would pick up on high character and all, you know, not only does he play good, but his character is great. And so when I saw that they picked him up on, you know, Oakland is trading their pick to the Miami Dolphins and Miami drafts Deion Jordan, I looked and I was like, okay, the name sounded familiar, but then when he said from the University of Oregon, I was like, well, what do you know? Coach Scott has a first, not just a first rounder, but a top three pick to put in his back pocket to go along with some of them championship rings from track and field that he does over there. So, you know, it was just, it's just great to see, man. You know, we got a guy who worked with this guy and all of that, and it's just beautiful to see that, you know, he did his thing. You know what I mean? And now he went from a no name to the number three pick. That means he gets the guaranteed money. I love the pick. It really was a surprise, but you know, it is what it is. That means that this guy was doing what he was doing to prove a point to everybody out there. And man, what a way to show up in the NFL draft.
Now, Joel, your team, the Raiders, traded away the number three pick to go to number 12 and got a cornerback in that pick. Do you think they should have slid down like that, drafted out, or do you think they should have used that pick and got a higher player?
I believe they might have fumbled this pick, man. If they fumbled this draft, I think they should have won with their original slot and not traded it off.
Man, the Raiders,
The Raiders is hurting, and they needed to pick up the best talent possible. I just think this was another fumble by the Raiders. They just continue to, you know, keep a black eye, to patch over their eye. They need to, you know, they need to wake up, man.
It's a black eye in the game over there in Oakland, huh?
They need to come back to L.A., man.
Yeah, you ain't never lied about that. I'm surprised that they did give up their pick, but, you know, without the late, great Al Davis running things, you know, it's kind of like Jerry's World, man. Being a big fan of each one of those teams, you just feel like, as a fan, that you left in the dust because you don't know what to expect from your head people. And it's not like we have general managers who make those calls. No, we have to deal with the big dog. And the big dogs don't answer to nobody. They just go out, know how to make that money, and then turn around and make a horrible pick. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to knock Jerry Jones, but we picked up a center. I didn't think we needed a center. I think we could have did something better than Dallas Cowboys I'm talking about. I mean, granted, he's a good center from Wisconsin, but, I mean, you got to – I'm like Jules DeGene, L. Boogie. You have to go – with the best that's out there at the time. And with this year's first-round draft picks, yes, there wasn't a running back taken in the first round since 1963. Yes, it wasn't a quarterback. You know, a number of quarterbacks drafted in the first round since 1980. But at the same time, man, you got to go out there and get the best. And now you let these guys slide and go to these teams, and now we're going to be like, I wish we would have drafted that guy. I wish we would have took that guy. So I don't understand it. I wish we had a general manager, but since we don't, I just got to sit back in the cut and wait on Jerry to make his final decisions and go with that. You know what I mean, El Boogie?
Wow, I'm kind of shocked. Maybe the Dolphins saw something that we didn't see. Maybe they think they have another Jason Taylor on their hands with Deion Jordan. Secondly, I want to say, I think the league, when I saw this draft, I looked at it, I tried to absorb it, and I'm looking at these names, and, you know, I see a lot of tackles. I see a lot of offensive tackles, defensive tackles, safeties, things like that, defensive ends. I think that this year's draft, because there wasn't really any studs, when I say studs, I mean at skill position. You didn't see really anyone dominate too much at that skill position where you're going to be like, this is a no-brainer. There's still questions about guys, you know, as far as their talent on the next level. It's questions about their injuries. So it's very dicey on why, you know, I think these general managers wanted to get these guys. Remember, nowadays it's a pass-happy league, so they're saying that if we sew up the line, maybe we might not have to, you know, pay for a big-time quarterback. Maybe we don't have to go get that number one draft pick and use it on that right now. But I just think if you're the Raiders and you're rebuilding, you got to use that number three pick to get some. You know, and I'm kind of skeptical about what Buffalo did. They went and got E.J. Manuel when guys are saying that he was a mid-second, a third-round draft pick. Now the streets is talking. I don't look at combines. I look at
– Where did he go? What number did he go at?
He went to the Bills. with the number 16th pick, and because the Bills had switched with the Rams, 8-for-16, and the Rams jumped out the window and got Tavon Austin, the wide receiver from West Virginia, and I'll get on him
right
in a second, but, you know, I just don't understand that pick. You why didn't you get the quarterback that got you the house? You the one who got you paid at Buffalo, your quarterback. He got you paid. So why not take a chance on him rather than E.J. Manuel, where there's questions about his progression, there's questions about his mobility. I don't know. I mean,
man, I don't believe that for one second. L Boogie and like me, you L Boogie and also Jewel SG, we just sat down and had many discussions about this, man. I'm really at the point to where I don't care what the ESPN analysts or the NFL Network got to say about each one of these talents that are out, man, and how E.J. Manuel going to be a bust and what your percentage is on it. Man, you can't judge a dude's heart. And I don't care. It must be something about Geno that they knew that we don't know. You know what I'm saying? We just got to wait and see. Let it play out. Because this guy, E.J. Manuel, wasn't no flop. I mean, the dude played for Florida State. He won 12 games. I mean, it's only 14 in a college season, if you're one of them big schools. So I'm not buying that he's gonna be a bust, man. You know what I mean? It's been a lot of people to come in front of this guy, Jamarcus Russell, you know, a whole bunch of other players that we thought were gonna be. You know, when they were talking about Jamarcus Russell. Oh, he's going to be good. He's the number one pick, and he's out of the league trying to make a comeback.
Well, you know, he had a lot of personal problems. So.
Yes, he did. But at the same time, let me ask you this, Jules G, when you say personal problems, $31 million can solve a lot of personal problems. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I mean, you know, it can go either way. If you're an addict and you give a crackhead $31 million, Where's he going to go? He's not going
right.
to go put himself in rehab. He's going to go spend it at the crack house.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So they really,
in his
you
case,
know.
In his case, he was at the promethazine house because he spent all his on the lean.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we know that. But, you know, and saying all that to say, man, they could have had, you know, a better team around him to get him in the right direction, man. They just kind of just. Let himself destruct. You put your money behind that type of talent. You know, you should, you know, like how they did a couple other players. Pac-Man, you know, they
right.
didn't give him security, give him curfews, or doing this and that and this and that. But, you know, it's a whole lot going on behind Pac-Man with who he owed and who he had to pay back. So they was going to make sure he played and paid. But, you know,
exactly.
I don't know. You know, Russell, they just, you know, they let him shoot himself in the foot and bleed to death.
I'm going to say this, and, you know, we've all grieved. It's just like a regular job. You're just being watched all the time. You get a couple of days off. He had two of his uncles die. I understand that. But they draft you, number one, to make other guys around you better. Yes, they didn't surround him with great talent, but they sure didn't surround Peyton Manning and Tom Brady with great talent as well, or Donovan McNabb, who went to four straight NFC championships. I can't give him a pass because still, if you're in the league, it's a lot of guys who do dope and dog food in the league. We know that. And they still perform. They still perform. So I can't give that guy too much of a pass. When you're in that league, you got to control your habit and still play, baby, if you still want to have that habit jumping. So
He gets no pass.
Right.
He gets no pass. You know, it's just if the Raiders really wanted to succeed, they would have had a little bit better of a support system around them. You know what I mean? Tighten up a belt notch on him.
I think maybe if you have $31 million, you hire guys to do that. They already broke the bank book with this guy. He can use some of his salary to, you know, pay some guys to look after him. He could have called us, Joel.
Man, I would have been right
there,
man. I would have kept him in the house under for six
figures. You can only do lean on your day off.
Man,
I got a shit for you.
Eight figures, and I would have went in and played for him.
You feel me? Yeah, film studying everything.
Man.
I feel you. But, yeah, back to EJ Manuel, man. I just don't think the guy's going to be a bust. They talking about all this and all that because Buffalo took EJ Manuel from Florida State before they took Geno Smith from West Virginia. I don't believe it. I think the guy's going to be good. But I tell you what, fellas, I'll tell you this right now. I am so mad because every year the draft comes, when we look at pick number 26, 28, 30, 31. Pittsburgh usually be in that low range. And how in the hell do they get the grimiest of the grimy every year? They lose James Harrison, but then you go and get Jarvis Jones from Georgia. The dog. Oh, my God. It's fishing, and now he's in Steel Nation. Come on, man. I don't understand. But they know what they doing over there at Pittsburgh. That's why they got six championships.
You know, in every establishment that's great, it's always called a system. And they have those system guys. And he was one of those system guys. I just said that to a Pittsburgh Steelers fan the other day. I said, wow, you guys know how to pick them and know how they just fall into your lap. Like Ben Roethlisberger. He was supposed to get picked high, but he dropped. He fell into their lap. You know, guys just fall into their lap, and they know what type of guy they need for their system. And he's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you think about, yeah.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
D. Milner. The Jets got two picks, the number 9th pick and the number 13th pick. How do you think the Jets handled their picks with D. Milner, the cornerback from Alabama, and Sheldon, Sheldon Richardson, the defensive tackle from Missouri? That pick was acquired from the Bucks, the number 13. How did you grade the Jets on their first-round picks, A, B, C, D, or F?
So the Jets grabbed Geno Smith?
In the second round, they grabbed Geno. I'm talking about just the first round.
Okay. Man, the Jets, they just got to get it together, man. They had a couple of good quarterbacks up there, or tandem. And, you know, they just trying to come up with something, man. I just think they trying anything right now.
Got you. Man, we about to.
You right about that.
In the New York Minute, he gave us a jewel in the New York Minute. We about to go to commercial. After commercial, we got a couple callers. Callers gonna give us their intake, who their favorite team took, and what's their opinion about their draft, and also about some of these guys on how they dress during the draft. Man, it's the streets is talking. Get out, it's L Boogie, T Row, Jewels the G. Up, let's go.
Won't turn down, won't go home, yeah. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Circles in the air, hood that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Pull it, Simmon. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing. another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. And all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women. One of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stunt, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a sheep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clip or something faded.
Trippin'.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Woo-wee. We hot it in Phoenix right now. We in the streets of Phoenix, Arizona. It's your boy L Boogie, Juelz, the GT Row. We just hollering about this this NFL draft and some surprises, some winners and losers in the first round. I'm gonna ask my caller a couple questions. And man, T Row, who we got in the asylum, man? Who in the asylum right now?
Oh, man, you know, we got a number ready to get in, man, but you know who we going to go to first, man. We've been MIA for a couple of hot weeks, so we got him back. Want to talk to my dude, T-Money. T-Money, where you at, baby?
What's up with it, good family?
What's up with you, baby? How you been?
How y'all fellas doing? I've been all right, man. I was down in Mexico with Billy the Kid. They had my wanted poster up here in Cleveland.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Nigga hanging with Billy the Kid. They got two revolvers, motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's how you do it, baby.
I'm hanging
man,
in watching.
Tell us your thoughts about the first round of the NFL draft. Now, we only talking about the first round. We got a lot to talk about on Monday after all it's all said and done. But give us your thoughts about, you know, no running backs. Drafted in the first round, one quarterback drafted in the first round, and all these offensive linemen and defensive linemen. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, let me come off since I've been missing by saying I was wrong about the number one cutting the net down. I see Louisville made it happen, man. But, you know, it was an exciting tournament. Second, the draft, you know, the first round wasn't that exciting to me. I think the Cleveland Browns, my team, missed another pick with the D. Miller. We could have got D. Miller. We took the defensive tackle. That hurt me. I wanted to have a lockdown corners. And the Emmanuel pick, I kind of feel like it could go either way. It could be a bust or it could work out in their favor because, you know, no quarterbacks really stood up to the last draft class. But, you know, it could work out. He could work out.
Now, I'm going to say this. Now, from the streets is talking, a lot of people were kind of shy about D. Miller because he had a couple surgeries. They said he's a bag of balls.
But I don't know, man.
I'm going to say Kiki Mingo, that might be a good pick because you have Paul Kruger on the other side. You need those pass rushers.
Yeah, I feel that, but this ain't the first time we went out and got a pass rusher. You know, we got a lot of pass rushers in the past that turned out to be busses in that Cleveland organization. I'm talking about high pick pass rushers from Wimberly, Gerald Warren, you know, guys that couldn't make Courtney Brown. What's the Courtney Brown? You know, the Cleveland Browns just don't make good draft choices, man. And then when we did, he got stuck in the backfield. Trent Richardson got stuck behind, you know, in a bad situation. But we trying to turn it around. You know, I'm always riding hard with the Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Indians.
some cast guys. I don't ride with them at all. Except when LeBron James was there. Shout out to the Miami Heat who won the championship already because it's a wrap.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
What do you think about the Jets draft picks?
I think the Jets made a good draft pick because they lost Ravens and they put the Miller boy back there and they're trying to see if that's gonna pan out. You know, the Jets defense was still okay without Ravens, so you know, they just had that strength to go over there. They had the Tim Tebow situation, they had the Sanchez playing like garbage, they had Antonio Holmes was out, so you know, the Jets, they one of them organizations in the last few years. They're going to rebound, turn around. And shout out, like I told you, Boom Mix, to your boy Aaron Rodgers for cashing in after Flacco. Flacco gave the Penny Hardaway. He opened it up for everybody to get paid.
Oh, man, shout out to A-Rod. And I must say the streets is talking. Shout out to my Packers. We, you know, we picked up Eddie Lacy. Shout out. But we'll talk about that on Monday. So, pick up. But the only thing about the 13th pick, though, Money, don't you think they should have went offense? They got D. Miller, okay, but you just lost your running back. You know, Santonio just coming off this injury. Your tight end is okay. But you don't think you should have got somebody else over there, maybe?
You know, In my opinion, I don't know what you guys think, but was the draft class really that strong to you?
No, not at all.
This draft wasn't nothing.
No.
It's only a couple of dudes that's going to get drafted. I mean, right, that
so
really means something.
So I think most organizations just took guys that they thought they could develop at certain positions and try to make them stronger players. You know, I mean, all right, decent, talented players for the next 2-3 years, next 4 years coming up.
Right, right. To make the plug into their system to make them better, which I understand because a lot of teams had a lot of picks. The 49ers had a lot of picks. You know, you would think guys would go after skill guys, but I think that everybody's trying to sew up their offensive and defensive line in this draft. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out.
Most definitely.
Jules and G, have you had a chance to talk to your boy Kobe? I feel bad for my man Kobe. Went down with the tour, you know, Achilles heel, man. They worked my man to death over there. But, you know, he's still going to cut the check next year with the $30 million. But I hate to see, even though I'm a Kobe fan, I'm not a Lakers fan, I hate to see the mama go out. Especially with the Russell West, it was open for him, man. I thought they would have made a nice run in the West.
Yeah, man, I have to agree with you there, man. It's Jules G. I definitely think they would have made a nice run. They would have been able to play a little bit better against San Antonio, get them out the way the first round. You know, we're going to see if he's going to be the same Kobe when he comes back off this injury, you know. Hopefully they'll get somebody around him that can give him some help.
I'm going to say this, like I say sometimes, like my man Mel, the detective in Scarface when he got shot. Wait a minute! You mean to tell me, with those guys in line, as you see, even with Kobe Bryant playing right now, Steve Blake goes down. Steve Nash goes down.
Boy,
Billy
you know, it just hurt to see Kobe just go down that way, man. 40 minutes this game, 39 minutes, 45 minutes.
That's why I'm not upset at Derrick Rose for sitting out the rest of the season.
Oh, the hell with Derrick Rose.
Yeah, Derrick Rose, I don't know about that. I can't say what a man should do, but
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If I play with Sonny Red, if I play with Boo Jordan, I play with Zeke, and I play with Kenny Early, you doggone right. Yes, I would have laced him up because we got a chance to win the championship.
Who,
but if I'm playing with If I'm playing with if I'm playing with guys who played on the other side of, you know how in your hood, you got two courts. You got the NBA court and you got the NCAA court. Those guys on the NCAA court, they're my teammates. I'm going to sit out. I'm not going to chance it. We're going to go back to the drawing board where we start 0-0, and then, yes, I don't want to end up like Amari Stoudemire.
Well, you know what? He just need to go ahead and play in the D League. You know what I mean? Take a strike from him, because you know what I mean. He started to look like a sucker, because it's plenty of cats up in Toronto, up down in Sacramento. They don't have a fighting chance out of making even. We ain't even talking about a title. We talking about just winning 20 games, and these people still laced up and played every game.
Rudy Gay laced up and played after they shot him out of there like that.
Man, that's what I'm saying, fam. So, D-Rose, boo.
Rudy Gay told Jerry Colangelo, why didn't you draft me anyway? He wanted to be with that guy.
Okay.
So, it's not that. I'm saying that if I'm looking at it and I'm seeing guys that, even if I played, we're not going to win no more games if I didn't play. They're only going to go to the next series anyway with or without Jerry Bones.
Look
Bull
here.
Mix, we got your boy back in the city, your best friend, Mike Brown. I heard you guys buy your suits from the same store.
Last question for you, buddy, before we let you go, and I want to say, we welcome you back to the asylum, man. We got to get you back to your cell, man. You've been in my head and you've been missing. So we got to get you back. You got to get you back in the asylum, man, so we can be running to prison. But last question, I'm going to ask you this. Your last question, and you know we're going to say this. Do you see the Cleveland Browns being over 500 this year?
Yes, most
coming
definitely
up.
I do. I do see the Browns. I told you I see the Browns being better than the Baltimore Ravens. No disrespect to the Ravens organization, but I knew the Joey Flacco, the money that they gave that man was going to cause a lot of friction, you know, not openly with players, but it might as well have been openly because everybody, once they seen that money to Flacco that helped bring that championship to the city, they just said, you know, send me here. So I go here, I go there, I go there, I go there to get that money. I don't think the Baltimore Ravens going to – I mean, they still got two good receivers, a young Jacoby Jones who on Dancing with the Stars right now, having fun, acting a fool. You know, they had talent. But, man, it's going to be tough, man. You took the two safeties out of there. I see the Browns. You know, the Browns, they going to pound it out. I seen this – we could have been a 500 team last year. It's always an if, but I seen a lot of games slip away in the clutch. We was close in the games, and we let them get away. You know, we clean house. I like North Turner over there, you know, offensive coordinator. We got it together a little bit. And if Joe Hayden can stay out the club, I was just in the club with him. He bought 46 bottles. He bought 46 bottles of Ace of Spades. He bought 23 bottles of Ace of Spades four times. He spent $46,000. He just wasting money. He doing the Adrian Bonner, just blowing money for no reason. And he ain't going to be like Allen Iverson in a minute.
Wow, we're going to talk about that at the end of the show, too, about how these guys are just spending money and, you know, doing that, and look at them now.
Right.
So we appreciate you calling in, man. We appreciate you. We got to lock you back in, Money.
It was a pleasure to get back on the mic with you guys.
Yeah, man, thanks for
man,
calling in.
It is, baby. No doubt, and thanks for blessing us in the world.
Yep.
There you have it. Whoa.
What's the deal, baby?
Who's our next caller?
Oh, we're going to jump into our next caller, man. But before we do that, man, you got to promise me something, man. On Monday, we were going to talk about some hip-hop stuff, man, about Jay-Z being in Cuba, and we didn't get to that during the show. So can you please allow yourself a spot during the hip-hop show to let us know you know, what's the deal with this boy being in Cuba? Because we all know Cubans don't let black people over there unless you really got some power or you really got some dough. And I need to know what the facts are about that, L Boogie. So let's go ahead and jump on back to our next call to keep the sports rolling. And I want to take it to the man, Mr. Al Martin. Mr. Al Martin, you on the line, baby?
Hello?
There he is. What's
Hello?
Up, Mr. Al?
What's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
What the
what's
deal?
What's going on? Man, I heard L. Meeks hollering. Mel Meeks, you know what court you going to be on. You going to be on the court with us, nigga. You ain't going to be on the joke,
yeah? Yeah, let him know. Let
you
him know, man.
Joke, yeah? You're going to be on the Wade Park versus us. You're going to be with the big boys all day long. Playing for that trophy, Joe. You know better than that, man.
Going to the ship, baby, every time.
Oh, yeah. All day long. I got that pick for him, and I'm choking anybody to touch him, so it's always going down.
In that order.
Yeah.
It goes just like that.
Hey, what do you think about the Kiki Mingo pickup?
It's a chance. We taking a chance, man. In that 3-4, I ain't no worry about it. You know what I'm saying? We blitzing from every part of the fucking field, so we'll be all right. Excuse my language. We blitzing from every part of the field. We'll be all right. We'll be better than them Steelers. I see y'all hollering. I ain't get a chance to get on. Shout out to Bucks.
Right.
Only bras weigh yellow towels. Tell him that, all right?
All right. Dude, you told him, and the world heard it.
Yeah, tell him that. If he on the line, let him know that, man. You know what I mean?
He's been hollering real loud.
Yeah,
you on
C-Block,
he on D-Block.
He's loud and clear,
trust me.
I'll send him a kite, that's it.
There you go.
What's going on, though?
But what,
well,
okay, just, now let me ask you about the Celtics and the Knicks series, since I know you want to jump on that NBA. Do you think the Celtics still have a chance?
Yeah, of course. In the greenhouse, the house that Bird built, yeah, we got a chance. That leprechaun running around, man. Trust me.
Right now.
Yeah, Carmelo don't fall over an invisible chair and it's going to be all over, man.
Now, somebody just threw me a kite and said in the third quarter, the Knicks is up 11.
Don't worry about that. That leprechaun come out in the fourth, man. Shots as he start raining down. Don't worry about it.
Not the way they're putting them up right now.
What about the Lakers and the Spurs? Do the Lakers
dead,
still
man.
Have a chance in L.A.?
Nah, that's dead. That coach, shoot him in the head, man. That got to be the dumbest guy ever, man. Shoot him in the head, man. They
Dwayne,
dead.
What's your response to that? You from L.A.?
Oh, man. Look here. We need to get him out of here. We need to do a lot of rebuilding down there, man. You know, front office, man. We got the talent, man, but them cats need to get their head on right. We need somebody in charge that's going to put the hammer down.
Yeah. They looking bad. I ain't believe that. That don't look like nothing from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They need
to have that was a good remark. That don't look like nothing from L.A.
For real. Your boy, hey, Westbrook dead, huh?
Westbrook, Russell.
Yeah, he gone, man. He got that surgery. He got to get that surgery. He out for the indefinitely.
Russell Westbrook is hurt?
Yeah, he got that tear in his knee. Yeah, he out indefinitely.
Yeah, L Boogie, he got the lateral meniscus that had to have surgery on it, but just to let you know, the surgery for that is nothing more than a little scope. So he can be out for about a week or two. It's not nothing that he'll be out for like a month. He'll just be out for about a week or two. You just have to be able. It's something that you can come back quick from.
Oh,
that's
right,
what I'm
right. Hold,
hold,
so,
hold on.
So,
hold,
so
hold
basically,
on,
you're doing what Ron Artest did.
So what I think he should sit out to the next All-Star break.
Right, yeah, that's
man.
Where I was going. Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that. I think he'll be back. It's just a meniscus, man. So that's nothing more than a little scope. It just depends on the actual player on how long it'll take to come back. But it's no more than a week or two, say like 7 to 12 days.
He don't need that. He need all the rec he can get, man. He don't need that. He got to stay on the court because he's outrageous. And, you know, imagine him sitting out 12 days without shooting a ball. He'd be erratic, man. Woo wee.
Right. He needs to play.
He needs to get
some of that energy off.
Yeah, man. Hey, I heard y'all talking about DeMarcus Russell, man. He ate himself out the league, man. He big as a lineman, man. You drink that Jack Daniels.
Ate himself out the league.
Ate himself out the league. Do you think he deserves a second chance, Coach Al?
Everybody, all them black boys deserve a second chance. It depends on how hungry they is, man. You know what I mean? If you're hungry,
right.
Now you all of a sudden you get hungry. You been hungry, but you weren't hungry for the right thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got that money. You know what I'm saying? You bought, you did this, you did that. You went down and bought a Jack Daniels barrel and put syrup in it, put NyQuil in it, and it cooked it, you know? You know what I mean?
Wow, the streets is talking.
You did that to yourself, man. I don't feel sorry for him. He crying all on SportsCenter. I'm looking at him like, I don't feel sorry for you, Joe.
Right.
You know what I mean? But in the same sense you were saying, all them players need mentors, man. When you come in the league and getting all that dough, you need mentors besides your family members. You know what I mean? Family can be your worst enemy with that money. You know what I mean?
The family members are the one is the ones that are doing the most. They're the ones that didn't make it, and they put investments into you. They're living through you vicariously. So when you go, the whole projects go. And so when you come home, you feel obligated to, you know, give back when you should be saying, hey, man, if you want to kick it with me, you know,
don't
some
go
of
on.
That going to have to, yeah, we
don't
we can't
on.
Have that. Right.
My
so,
whole point, move away. I'll send y'all some. I'll visit.
Exactly.
Go on.
Yeah, I'll send you some, a postcard.
Yeah. You got to take yourself out of that environment.
Like Yeah, Bernie Kosar said it the best on the 30 for 30 broke. He was like, man, you can have the money. I'm tired of y'all asking me for this. Man, just get away from me. I just want to be broke so nobody can ask me for another dime.
Oh, yeah, man.
Wow.
It's real crazy. You know.
I'm going to give you
Let me hear you. Go ahead.
The perfect guy, a guy that's doing a perfect example of doing right is that London Fetcher guy. I respect him, man. You know what I mean? He ain't let nothing eat him up. He getting money, but he ain't let his family eat him up with it. You know what I mean?
I know him personally. Oh, yeah, I know him personally, and I just talked to him. We're going to try to get him on the show out probably Monday or Friday to give us a cap of the draft. And you're dead right. And guess what he told me, Al? He said, listen here, El Boogie, if you don't come to my games at John Carroll, I will not give you tickets to my NFL game. And guess what El Boogie did? I went up to University Heights and went to his games. I got tickets to the Super Bowl, baby. You heard it here first, world. Your boy El Boogie, Al Morris, ULZ, we sitting live on this Saturday, Friday. Who got 5 on it? It's let me hit a freestyle later on, and that when we come back, we're going to talk a little hip-hop. Whoa, hit me off with something, man. Some of that West Coast. This for you, Joel.
Okay.
Delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. This homie snagged me to take the dance out of the bag. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Who's getting hit but
I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheek. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me. Made my yesterday thing, got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cause it's same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kids. Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's roller, I'm the roller. That's with the folder, blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you do, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a fool.
Is talking sports talk show.
Oh, my bad.
Your boy L Boogie. Man, we kicking it. Freestyle Friday. Huh? 9 p.m. Eastern, Mondays and Fridays. Get at me at L Boogie 15 on the Twitter, as usual. But, man, we gotta go to one more call in a row before we, you know, switch the topic, man, because it's this NFL draft. You know, you got the first round and some things that happened in the second round. You got this NBA playoffs, some guys are playing right now. So let's just get a caller to come in and give us his overview of, you know, what he's thinking so far of the draft, and maybe he has some insight on what happened in the second round. So who our next caller, Ro?
Oh, man, you know how we going to do it, man. We're going to go in with those who check in with us, man, from the sports official, the one and only Mr. T-Nick. T-Nick, are you there, baby?
Oh, man. Man, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Hey, like Q used to say, man, once again, it's on. How y'all doing this Friday evening,
man? All right, man.
Oh, man, hey, I see you checking into your cell, man, in your asylum. I feel you.
Man, it's NFL, you know, being a Browns fan, first and foremost, you know, I just want to say a lot of the Browns fans, everybody wanted Milner, you know, and I wanted the cornerback, too, but when you got 5 surgeries coming into the league, there got to be a red flag. You know what I'm saying? So we got a front 7. We add old Barkevious Mingo, and Mingo was his name, old. You know, you add him to the outside linebacker as a rush linebacker, everything is good. But I don't even want to touch on them, man. You know, first of all, T-Ro, you're the Cowboy fan, right?
Yeah, he a Cowboy fan.
T-Ro, man, you need to drive down to wherever Jay Jones is and slap the hell out of him and ask him, what the hell is he doing in Cowboy land? Because these picks that he's doing right now, it ain't just killing the Cowboys. It's killing everybody in the nation. I can't understand what they're doing right now. You know, but I'm going to tell you, I just want to touch on the pick that really just got me, because I'm watching the third round right now. You know, then the Browns got up. You know, it's our turn to pick. It's time for us to get a cornerback, and we take some dude named Leon McFadden from San Diego State, who's the DB. And then it's Arizona up next. And then guess who they take? The Honey Badger.
Who did they take?
They took the
Honey
Badger. You said the Honey Badger. So the Honey Badger's back with Pat Peterson. I didn't know he was dating some dude up in the front office daughter in Arizona. Then I didn't know that. So Arizona already had the grips on him from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I'm going to tell you, man, it's going down with them, man. It's really going down. That was a damn good pick for them. Them LSU boys, you know, being here in ATL in Georgia, and I watch a lot of SEC football, them SEC dudes, man, you can't go wrong with picking SEC dudes. That's all I can say about that one right there, man. You can't go wrong with that. You know, I heard y'all touching on the Lakers earlier, and, you know, I kind of thought they was going to make that run, man, but, shit, it's over.
It's over, man.
It's over, man. You know, man. Hey, it's like I said, man. You know, if you ever listen to the Sports Official, you know how I feel about Dwight Howard, D12, fake Superman, whatever you want to call him. You know, he wants somebody to pamper him. He likes playing with the media, and I don't like no dudes who like joking with the media. You know what I'm saying? I like dudes who get in and go real. You know, like Kobe and KG, and you know how Mike, you know, Mike very rarely played with the media. You know, ain't no playing in me. You know, I ain't about to play with him. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Dwight likes playing, and he ain't no leader, man. I mean, it's all, man, you know, y'all remember how Martin used to be like, man, you know, just watching that show right there, man, just, man, I can't even.
You want it to happen, but it just can't happen.
What? You want him to be this dog, but he can't be the dog because he ain't a dog. He ain't got it in him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, what's wrong with you, man? It's just, it's over with him. You know, I feel sorry for Russell Westbrook, man. You know, I feel like the dude, point guard Beverly, he was trying to make a name for himself and play hard on Westbrook and tore the brother knee up, man, and he's probably going to be out for the rest of the playoffs. And, you know, now Kevin Durant about to get his Carmelo on, and, you know, James Harden is gone. And, you know, shit, it is what it is, man. You know, I hate it for him, man. You know, I hate that I ain't got no substance for you right now. I know it's early in the show, you know, but I was listening to you guys, man. I was just calling in. I was just like, man, I was watching this NFL draft and happy that Arizona got the Honey Badger. And, you know, I know y'all Texas Rangers fans, and, you know, you're flying a little bit high right now. I know you're getting it in right now.
Hey, T-Nick, you know, hey, two things.
Go ahead.
T-Nick, this is your boy T-Roll. Yes, I am a Dallas Cowboy fan.
It's hard.
It is hard
being
a Cowboy fan during this time.
I can't tell
you what Jerry's doing because I never know. We don't have a general manager. We got Jerry.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to the draft, we just got to put them on the field and hope that they're going to turn out to be good or even great. You know what I mean? Because I learned. I'm like you, T-Nick. I learn as you learn.
Once they pick up,
then I go do research. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do research. I got to find out.
Right.
You know? And then number two.
Go ahead, brother.
Number two, much prop to your boys over there, them Atlanta Braves, them ninjas in the outfield. You got them brothers, BJ and Justin. I didn't want to give you Justin because I'm out here with the Arizona Diamondback. I did not want to give you Justin. He had the no trade clause in his contract until he figured out he could play with his brother, and he took it. But I'm loving what the dude doing. Man, he just got to get BJ on the swing, man. BJ tripping.
Yeah, he tripping right now, man. But, you know, them ninjas in the outfield, you know, they start off hot. You know, they went, 11-1, 11-2. And then they got swept over the weekend. I think the Pirates got into them. Then they went up to Colorado and took 2 out of 3. And then Detroit just gave it to them tonight. Last time I checked, it was 10-0. You know, and they was playing Detroit. Detroit was giving it to them. You know, but, you know, they got to, you know, in Atlanta, you know, they used to that old school ball. They used to that old National League ball where, you know, you try to manufacture your runs and rely on your pitching, and that ain't the team they got no more. They actually got an American League team where they can score runs, and they got some good pitchers, but they can score more runs, you know, than they can rely on their pitchers. So that's what they at right now, you know. But, hey, the league catching up to them. You know, they start off hot. You know, they cooling down a little bit, but, hey, I like to just call them the ninjas in the outfield. You know, that's all we can do with them, man. I know it's early in the show. You know, I know this is an early segment. You know, I wanted to do the tabletop freestyle right now, but I ain't going to drop that yet. I ain't going to drop it. I'm going to try to call back.
You better not drop the line. We only about 10 minutes away from Freestyle Friday. This hip hop stuff.
I already know. You know, I'm going to try to hold it in. I'm going to keep on bringing these heinies. You know, I hope these heinies don't catch up to me. It is what it is. Hey, man. Man, I appreciate everything y'all do, man. I'm glad y'all dropping every Monday and Friday, man. And look, and the sports officials got your back, and we're going to always blow the whistle on anything that's filed against y'all, dog. Keep doing what y'all doing. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Jewel the G, hold it down, player. Later,
folks. All right, baby.
That's what
no
it is,
question.
Man. You know, and getting back to Russell Westbrook, T-Nick touched on it. I think the Beverly dude was trying to make a name for himself. You know, it's the first time we'd have seen this dude play all year. And he just so happened to be, you know, going up against a beast. And, you know, man, he can't get up under Westbrook's skin, even though he tried. He's just going to make Westbrook give him 40 if he'd have kept trying to do what he did. But it's amazing that he actually suffered the injury in the second quarter and finished the game. So, yeah, dude, tough, man. He missed a game in his whole career. So, I guess this would be his first taste for missing some games.
Listen to this. I want to chime in about that injury. And I think it's going to be for the better for Kevin Durant because now he can be free. He doesn't have to worry about somebody's ego and, you know, ooh, I'm stepping on Westbrook's toes because he's my other superstar. I think they will prevail, and I think they will still march on. Watch what Durant do now. I bet you it's a relief for Durantula.
Yeah.
He's about to go off. He's about to get his game on. He's going to do the mellow. But it's on for the kid. He's about to relax. He's about to do his thing. And I'm going to say this about the Cleveland Browns and this. And see, I got it. I want to say this. I'm going to shout out to Delmar Henderson. If you guys don't know, he's also seen on Lockup Cuyahoga County down at the county. He's a correctional officer down there, a sergeant. So big shout out to my man D Mac. That's what I call him, my little brother. But anyway. He's saying I'm putting Cleveland down. I have to put you down when you pass up on the honey badger. How can I not put you down when you pass up on a guy who's sitting in your lap and he can make plays for you after you let Josh Cribbs go and you don't have nobody out there to call anybody and Sheldon Bryant's collecting a check? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, bad move.
Back to the El Boogie voice. But anyway.
That boy
be cannot. Go ahead, Ro.
Turn it up, baby. Keep your fire going.
Are you kidding me? And you could have got another receivers out there and you passed that up? I thought you was on the right path with Kiki. I thought you were on the right path, but you threw me for a loop, as you always do, like the weather, Cleveland. So that's why I don't understand the Cleveland teams. That's why I'm not in them streets, man. I just skated there for a second because they don't know what they're doing.
Hey, Jewels, let me ask you this, man.
Yeah,
now that we know that the Honey Badger is going to be out here in Arizona as a Cardinal, man, do you think he's going to be able to just come in and produce for the Cardinals and be that spark that the Cardinals may need?
Oh, man, you know, we three of us, we know a lot about the desert, man, and how it can really get you, as my Latin partner say, it can really get you tranquilos. So you can just fall back on your heels, man, and, you know, get relaxed and go easy and, you know, be happy winning 6-7 games and get you a house on the hill somewhere, man. I just, you know, it's a retirement state, man. That organization ain't trying to win. They just want to get a few, you know, they just want to meet a quota, a bunch of people getting some season tickets and, you know, get their money, man. They ain't worried about bringing no title down here to this desert, man.
They got
the
LSU boys over there.
From
you
the
think
Suns
do
to, who?
Peterson with the Honey Badger.
Look here, man. Ain't no titles coming to the state of Arizona. Period. unless you go down there to Tucson, U of A,
You might get some down there, Sweet 16 or something. But you are not getting no daddy. You are not getting no rings if you got to play a professional sports team in Arizona.
Right.
I'm sorry to say, man. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to win 8 games and bow out. They might make the playoffs, win one game. And it's just not their design, brother. I don't see it. Can't convince me. What's a good they might have a – you looking for them to win a ring or just be better than 500?
Just be better than what they were. I mean, you know.
They were good last year. They just – what do you mean?
Yeah, I understand that until after week 5.
I mean, what changed?
The quarterback situation.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing changed. They've been running them routes and protecting. All that man had to do was keep throwing what he was throwing in practice. I don't know, man. I don't get it.
Before we go to commercial, I'm going to say this about the Honey Badgers. And you know, we always in the streets, so let me say this about the streets. And I just thought about this. You're the Honey Badger, right?
Yeah.
And Jewel, G, and T-Roll, like you guys said, we live in Arizona. And what type of state is Arizona? And he just, you know, failed 2 marijuana drug tests. And I'm going to leave it at that before we go to commercial and let the callers ponder on that. So we're going to wonder what he's going to do out here in AZ with his feet kicked up living in Paradise Valley. Let's go. I took a quarter key to Polk County. All my Central Florida niggas straight body. Broke down the brick, I'm back in Bartow. Bell Glade, box Chevy on my car phone. Jayville, I went and bought a condo. Back to the crib where I get it by the car loan. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My bitch stayed down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I went and got my bitch a very own salon. Get her hair do every day, do what the fuck she want. I started in a box Chevy. Now my watch a buck 80. I heard them same pussy niggas hating. Them killers come and stay patient. I made a killing milk in Okeechobee. I'm talking millions with that Okie dokie. Pop a molly, now that bitch sweat. Or is it just a nigga necklace? I tried to let your pussy niggas eat. I pray that all you pussy boys to sleep. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the blue Lexus. My bitch stayed down with me. So now she got the new Lexus. I tried to let you pussy niggas eat. It's time to put your pussy boys to sleep. Pussy niggas always want to talk. I'm busy getting pussy like a fucking boss. I started with a box Chevy. Then I got the
R&B.
It's your boy L Boogie, my fault. But the boy, man, the streets is talking, man. I just got a call. We already trying to get with the Honey Badger. We got to get with it, Jewels. We got to get with the Badger. We in the streets. You know, it's always good. You know, when the streets, when we out there, it's like EM Hunting. Everybody listening. We back. And it's silent. We had to take a little break, man, a little chow break. We had to go to the, you know, to the chow hall and get back. So, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
The Honey Badger off the board, Geno Smith off the board. We got a couple another caller before we talk about this R&B, this rap set. But bro, who's our next caller?
Oh man, we got somebody checking in, man. I think he called on Monday to be correct, man. Hey caller, you still on the line? What's your name and where you calling from, caller?
My name is Delwar. I'm from Cleveland.
That name sounds familiar. What's up with you, kinfolk? How you been this evening?
Oh, I'm just chilling, listening to my big brother. I'm the father of my son that called in Monday.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Well, big ups to you there, Pops. That's what I'm talking about. You've been listening to the show, man. What? Tell me your thoughts about the first round draft, man. What's your thoughts on that NFL draft so far?
I mean, I've been checking it out. I've been watching it a little bit. I mean, the player that the Browns got, I mean, we needed him. He good. He got to put on some weight. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's any player. He needs to, you know, gain a couple pounds. And being in that AFC North, you know, they like to pound the ball. We know the Steelers and... You know, they want to go up in between them tackles. So they have to be ready.
But we need a player like that, though. We got an owner that's willing to spend money. We got different people, and you know, they doing their thing. You know, they going we needed a corner. We needed a corner. You know why they don't get your boy? You know why they don't get your boy, Boomy? Because he's a head case, Boomy.
Because of Cleveland, we know that what they're going to do to him, they're going to suck him dry. So I guess they knew stuff we didn't know. We knew they were going to suck him dry. Don't come to Cleveland, boy. He'll be on the news. And not for good, not for playing a good game.
Hey, your man ain't played in a year. He ain't done nothing in a year.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's on the board.
D. Miller? That's his name?
No.
He got shoulder injuries.
No.
I don't care if he played every game or not. He's injury prone.
I didn't say D. Miller. I was saying in the later rounds, the Honey Badger was on the board. And your team, the Cleveland Browns, even though they're going in the right direction with Kiki Mingo, but why wouldn't you take that guy and he can do special things and he was on the board?
You want me to keep – boo. I'm going to keep it 100. Cleveland does not want players that is you know, a little bit of street like us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Got a little bit of – I mean, but those are players we need. We had Ken Lorenzo. Where he's at? He's gone. We had Brandon Edwards. Where he's at? He's gone because he beat up LeBron James' boy. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland don't want those type of players. They don't want those players. When I see them, did I want them? I'm like, oh, he on the board. We got to get him. He's it. But they're not going to do that, though. They're not going to do that.
Now, what do you think, now that the NFL draft is going on, and you know they got Mingo and whatnot, where do you see your Browns projection? Do you think they'll be over 500 this year?
Come on, I'm diehard. I'm from the land, of course.
So project your wins 9, 8, 8, 8 or 8, 9, 10 or 11, 12, 13.
We making the playoffs, Boo Mix. That's all I know. We're making the playoffs, baby.
Man, what you drinking over there, man? I want some. You telling me my job back in the playoffs?
Nope, not yet. I ain't drinking nothing. I'm about to eat on some wings. This came with cleats. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
About to see my boy Kobe gonna be on the bench tonight, so the Lakers gonna win. The Lakers gonna win because Kobe's gonna be on the bench.
He's gonna coach the team tonight. He's not gonna tweet. He's gonna be on the bench tonight.
And they're gonna win. They're gonna win because you know I really ain't been checking the playoffs out because Kobe not playing, so I'm not really interested. I just need the Heat to lose. That's it. And they will. They will not make it to the championship, Boo Meeks.
I keep asking you, little bro, what are you drinking? I want some.
I'm looking out there in Cleveland.
They pulled the sweep to Dallas. That's the A team. But when they played off Pacers or they played off Knicks, it's a wrap. George Mello, they're not ready. They're not ready.
Wow.
They're not ready.
It's, you hear in the asylum, listen, the asylum is going crazy. We might have a riot going on down in the asylum. We got to call the ward.
Pull out your pistols right now. Stop it. Calm down. Calm down. I got my raid. I'm ready. I'm just making you laugh.
You know.
L Boogie, we got about 20 minutes left, man. We need to get into that hip hop stuff, man, because I need you to explain to me what Jay-Z doing in Cuba. And then we got to hit this freestyle session. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, listen, let me tell all the callers this. We know that we are a hip hop show as well. And we had a saying, or I should say a Jay-Z song, what he said about his song. First of all, on the song about him smelling like dank or whatnot in the White House with Hillary Clinton and all that. But the other lyric that he said was about him talking to President Obama. And he said about him being, he can't be with him or talk about him being impeached. And he said, man, F it, man. You can chill with me on the beach. But he was saying that he was in Cuba. And he was in Cuba, him and Beyonce. And, you know, you can't be over in Cuba and be an American unless you have permission. You can't even have a Cuban cigar in America. And Jay-Z and Beyonce are over there. Now, the only way you can be over there, Ro, if you're over there on an educational research program.
And
they're
And that's what they used that trip for. They used to say they went over there lying, talking about they was over there on a some sort of community resource and research trip, man. Why they, man, look here. Do you know that president or the dictator that's over there is a straight racist, man? The president, what is that man's name? Enrique, whatever he is. He's written extensive literature about Africans being low-level thinkers, uneducated, just beneath average people. From moral standards to education to everything. And this man, Jay-Z, went and sat with him?
Yeah, he was chilling.
Wow.
He got pictures and everything.
The J to the Z? He lost so much credibility with me, and you know I'm west to the casket drop, man. I'm not no hater on the music, but Jay, on the, you know, I'm Coast Bang on the music, but golly, Jay, thought you was an American.
My question is, how did the lady bring the quotes to the meeting room like it was a true story? And what did the man tell her? He said, it's just a rap song. Let's go on to the next, you know, thing on the agenda. She really thought or really think that Obama was kicking it with Jay doing those things. Is it true or is it just a lyric? Is it just entertainment? It's just entertainment or is it for real?
Oh, man. You know how they do it, man. They tried to ban. They tried to, you know, they took Ice-T stuff off the shelf. But you know, let Steven Spielberg or one of these other big movie makers make something about somebody killing some cops as a visual. But as soon as a black man makes some music about, you know, some sort of violence, telling a story, dropping metaphors, oh man, he's going to influence this and that. He's going to man, look here, man. We know what it is. It's black and white, man.
And to that point also, Juelz, I'm going to say this about Reebok dropping Rick Ross for saying that comment about him popping mollies and putting a molly in the young lady's drink, kind of like a date rape thing. But you know what type of person you're getting when it's okay for him to talk about selling drugs and, you know, having 17 choppers and, you know what I mean, and killing somebody, but that's cool. But you,
that boy crazy.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Hey,
you know that they pick and choose.
The president of Cuba's name is Raul Castro. That's the one who runs things over there in Cuba right now. Yeah, Fidel, little brother. Fidel, little brother.
Let me tell you.
You heard what Jay-Z said in with the kind what with the, in the oldest song. I'm over here in the cabanas. he said it on the Throne album.
I got a green card. Enjoy the light show.
He wasn't only Cuban pie. Man, are you kidding me? But Joel, you're telling me if that guy says a negative thing about African American, he shouldn't even went over there. It was like he was a monkey. That's what you're telling me.
He didn't. Look, we can get over somebody saying something negative, a statement. I'm talking about files and files of literature that you've written personally about Africans and African Americans just not adding up to two nickels. And I'm kind of speaking in layman's terms. You know what I mean? He basically said that we ain't.
But let me say this, Juels. Don't we go through that also in America where so quote-unquote white man, he looks at us really right now, especially what we're dealing with, sports and entertainment, as you're lightweight, kind of like beneath me. I'm signing your checks as well. So we shouldn't play the sport that we're playing because this guy doesn't think that I'm on his level mentally?
Hey.
Now, let me tell you this. Jerry Jones or anyone of these Al Davis, they can think however they want to think. But like I said, are they making it public knowledge, putting out literature, passing out flyers? It's on a different level, man. It's a whole. Go ahead, T.
No, Juels, finish your point. Finish your point, because I'm on you. I'm listening.
We know these NBA, NFL owners making money off this cattle, these brothers, man. You know what I mean? Cracking that whip and all this and that. But saying that to say, man, it's lightweight of business, and it's not political. It is, but it isn't.
Right.
But when it comes down to you putting your foot down and you saying that Africans ain't nothing, and you writing books, passing out pamphlets, giving lectures, then it's something else, man. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, I'm on the same page as Juels. But I just wanted to say before we talk about that a little bit further, man, we got the other sports official on the line, Mr. Gomez. And so we're going to bring Gio in because, you know, we got a fans. We got to show him some love. Gomez, you on the line, baby?
Yeah, I don't know, Frank. I don't know what's really happening.
What's going on, Juels?
L Boogie, what's happening, T Row? What's going on, fellas?
All right.
Hey.
How you doing,
I just was chiming in. What's up with it, man? Just having on it. Just, I wanted to chime in on that, which I was just talking about. Everything
Greg,
y'all was
your,
talking
your
about.
Take on it. Give us your
man,
take on
just,
it.
That's just part of that beast, man. If you understand anything about that. That beast, man, you just got to pay attention to it. You know, those guys that appeal to the masses like that, you know, they're part of that beast that has to go forth regardless, you know what I'm saying? And that beast has to get set up no matter what, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that New World Order thing. That's
yeah,
the
I know
thing.
What you're talking about.
So, you know,
well, I didn't know,
so if you
I,
know
I
anything
know when
about
you
that. Yeah, so if you understand anything about that, like that has to go forth. When you got guys doing things like that, you just got to pay attention to them. And you know what I'm saying? And anything they putting out here on the media, you know, which is the me's, of course, you know, it's always usually the opposite. You know what I'm saying? It's always the opposite of whatever they're putting out here. And like y'all was saying before about the whole business side, like it's business. It's they using it as all business, man. And the business is for them to control the masses. That's the whole point, is to control the whole masses, man.
And that's why Jay-Z went over there, man.
Yeah.
He's submitting.
It's all set up, man.
And, you know, that's why I don't respect certain underground rappers, man. They didn't bend, they didn't fold. You know what I mean? They didn't jump in the car.
Right.
They didn't jump in that car.
They didn't fall for the okie doke.
Right. They told me.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys, not to cut you off, they get to that level and they feel like, what's the use of coming back on this side? You know, if they didn't show them how they're controlling everything, they feel like, what's the use? If everything is being controlled, you see what I'm saying? Everything, you know, those nine areas of people, activity, where they tell us what to do, what to eat, what to drink, what to listen to, you know, it's all a setup. It's all a setup. You know what I'm saying? It's all a setup, man. You know, and they talk about how there's no money and things of that sort, but you never see none of these entertainment, none of these sports games not sold out. You know, all these games are always sold out. All these concert tours are still going on, just everything. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to pay attention, man. Just listen to words, man. Listen to what they're saying, and it's usually the opposite of everything they're saying. You know what I'm saying? It's usually the opposite. So just listen to words, listen to what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Do your homework, you know what I'm saying? And get out here and take care of your business. That's why I say be wiser than the serpent, but as innocent as a dove. You know, you have to be wiser than something that we have no control over. You know what I'm saying?
Man, the streets is talking. Man, the streets
is
talking.
Is always
we couldn't
talking.
Have put it in their place. Hey, man, hey, we appreciate you timing in, man. We kind of cut on time, so we're going to go to our next caller before we hit these Freestyle Fridays off. You feel me?
All right, keep me in, man. Let me finish listening. Y'all guys be good, man. And once again, man, heaven oh, man, heaven oh, you. Keep it moving production. Praise the Lord.
Already, there it is. Streets is talking. All right, and L Boogie, man, we got a special guest that's getting ready to come on the line since we talk about this hip-hop stuff, man. And I think you're going to like this call. Hey, baby sis, Pook, you there, baby girl?
I'm here. What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
What the deal? Pook in the cell? Oh, my.
I finally made it through. Listen, I wanted to comment on the hip-hop stuff, just about the Jay-Z, Beyonce, the Rick Ross, the fact that we even talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce going to Cuba just totally disgusts me, because who cares that they went over there? Who cares? It's so much other stuff that's going on right now. We got North Korea testing nuclear bombs right now. What is the discussion on that? We want to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce going to Cuba. I could care less.
Well, there you go. You can care less if Tony in the streets is talking. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
They talking about the Treasury Department, you know, sanctioning and all that. Okay, you got to have all this special stuff to go over there. Okay, so they went over there, did whatever they did. Did they make a presentation when they come back? Did they gather some data? What did they do? I didn't even see what they did. What did they research? Where is the research? Is it on the internet? I don't know where it is. What did they do? I just saw them taking pictures and waving.
You know what they did? They made a deal.
Exactly.
Where is Olivia Pope when you need her? I need a scandal on this. This is a scandal right now.
The streets is talking.
It's a big one. It's a scandal.
This is scandalous business. And then, okay, the whole Rick Ross thing. Listen, man, I want to see the contract, because this man been talking about, he got the topper in the back. He's sitting here talking about females, mollies, blah, blah, blah. So where was they at, Reebok, when they drew up the deal? Was it in the contract? Okay, Rick Ross, when you sign your name on this, you cannot talk about this, that, and the third. Otherwise, if you do, we canceling you. I highly doubt that was in the contract. So now all of a sudden, when he want to talk about, you know, raping somebody, whatever, he been talking about that. So what's the problem?
What is the problem?
Let me tell you this. They're going to keep on making examples out of people. They made an example out of that man. So they need to be cautious and cognizant of who they sign these contracts with, because as quickly as they will sign you, the quicker they will boot your, you know what.
Boot your ass out. I got you, sis. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to keep it clean on y'all, but I'm really, really passionate about this type of stuff because I cannot stand how we just keep on copping out, just doing things just for the money. You got to be smarter. They made an example out of this big ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. Street is talking. Baby sis, hey, if the world didn't know, that's L Boogie sis. That's true. Bring it the real to you. Hey, love y'all, man. Love y'all. Thank y'all for putting me on. Thank y'all for putting me on. You know, we got no doubt. Hip hop heads waiting, L Boogie. Boy, L Boogie, boy, your sister got fire. Man, you already know, man. The street, you can feel her energy always.
Oh, man. And let's not forget, she's an engineer, and she's bringing the heat like that.
Passionate about that, boy, that hip-hop stuff, boy, I tell you. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, we got to get to T-Money, T-Nick, and Skeetamo Jenkins Johnson III, because, you know, they waiting. We got about 4 minutes left. I'm going to bring on Skeetamo Jenkins Johnson III real quick. Skeetamo, you there, baby?
Hey, you know I'm always here, man, listening, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you got about a minute and a half to spit what you got to spit on this Freestyle Friday. You got to bring your own beat, acapella style, or do what you do. And, man, give us about a good minute, minute and a half of that good stuff.
Already, man. I got you, bro. Hey.
Well, take off. We got a whole minute.
Yeah, one more time, live from Dallas, Texas. You understand me? Skeetamo Johnson Jenkins Jr. III, you know? Hey. Watch my motherfucking sneaker. Me and my dogs, yeah, we kick it like FIFA. We on the block every day. Nigga, we heavyweights trying to get the heavy pay. So much you can't count it. Niggas ain't about it. Lil' Skeetamo, nigga, you could do without it. That's drama. Yeah, I bring the llama. Period, dot, comma. And that's on Obama. Matter of fact, my mama put that on the third. Skeetamo, nigga, I'm the motherfucking word like Birdman. Coming through, nigga, I hit the curb and what the fuck, I buy some old rims in the morning. I don't play around, nigga, I straight lay them down. Rolling four dough, niggas, oh no, like I'm Ocho, 85 ways to die. Lil' Skeetamo, I stay high, smoke the fry. Used to snout some lines, and that was back in time. Now I'm in my prime, trying to count it out. I'm not
all right, stop. Man, thank you. We love you. Sorry we short on time. We got to get to 2 more callers in 3 minutes.
Already, bro. Big bro, I love you, man. Maximum respect, much love and everything. You know it.
No, I love your ass, boy. That shit was fire.
Blessed love, blessed. Skeetamo Johnson Jenkins III, baby.
T-Money.
Yeah. I'm on the mic.
Yeah,
I'm on the mic.
I'm listening
to the show. I
want
to hit the hip-hop. I'm about to drop a few bars for y'all, man.
Hurry up, man. We got one more.
Ross ain't the only one that's lifting holding Molly. I got her pulling down the shirt like she dialing. The double D's got me feeling like a fire seed. Two thumbs up, and now she ready to vibe me. I'm steady weaving. Dipping through the streets of Cleveland. Cops on a nigga ass got it hard for me to breathe in. I'm telling these niggas I'm kicking ass like I'm Steven. Get the Desert Eagle for no reason. Busting at some suckers when they talking that dish shit. They looking at the ice, I say it's just that fish shit. I'm sipping on some champagne that'll make me piss quick. These hoes in the pictures trying to take that flick quick. His video shit, where I set the spot. These hoes think that I'm too damn hot. I pop my chop and they seen all these damn tattoos. I told them bitches that I come through like a fucking boat crew. Huh?
Okay, Molly, we got a minute left. Stop. We got to go to the playback and hear yourself, man. Y'all got to go back to the playback. Let's see T-Nick in here. We got a minute left. Go, T-Nick. Go. Where you at, baby?
Hold on, hold on.
Here he comes. Fucking Bobby Molly's on his hoes. I eat the Jolly Joes. Now, here we go. Yo, see, I'm beyond the banger, but I ain't above it. Because when you truly is what you do, these other suckers love it. I'm Buck Wild on the truth. Buck Wild off this double deuce. Mixed in herbs with attitudes and verbs. I don't deserve to be dealing with these seisty cats. Talking about smoking something with nothing on the sack. I don't get down like that. Why do they act like that? Saying they put their last two on the black and the blue. And Mr. Record Company, he took took way too long to put this nigga in the studio to drop these songs after NIC with a hustle degree, trying to hustle on this gig, something I can't dig. I need a swig. I used to blow them long bars in Vegas, something I can't dig. I need to smoke it again to bring the pain on those who oppose what I brought on, because it's money that you clunk on. Get your punk ass swung on for real. Hey, hey, before I go, I just want to say, above the law, brothers for the struggle, crime called Quest, full righteous teachers, KRS-One, Q, Public Enemy, S-Clan, L Boogie, tell these y'all testing you listen to, dog. Listen to them.
Oh, man.
Everybody
Nick, baby, we love you, man. Thank you.
Man, there you have it, man. The streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. You got to get at us, man. Monday, NFL preview of the draft. The NBA playoffs, the roundup of the weekend. Your boy, L Boogie, man. Let me tell you what's on my mind right now. Oh, man, what a heck of a show. We talked about it, the hip-hop, the NFL draft, the NBA is hot right now in the sports and entertainment world. But let me tell you this. Geno Smith, you knew doggone well you wasn't getting drafted in the first round. You should have had a party in your hotel room and kicked it like that. You embarrassed yourself. Hopefully, you'll do good just staying in New York and helping the organization. Please, to all the rookies out there and all entertainers, please don't go broke. Invest your money. Do something with your money. Just don't spend it on these cars, because like my man Herm Edwards say, you can only drive one. Go ahead and put on 10 chains like Rick Ross. But just like you got it, it could be gone just like that. Man, it's the streets is talking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., and we like EF Hutch. Everybody listening. Monday, 9 p.m., get at us. T-Rose, UL's the G. I'll see you in the streets, man. Bless and love. Your boy, L Boogie. Let's go.
Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold the people still. So what you saying? Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm playing, taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll, catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl, because I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is left, and then deadly as crack. While I'm playing music, playing, the sucker is lame. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have bloody latest, but you can call us cousins. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house, and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, so check the billboard. People around town talking this and that. Now how we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business, and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP. You ain't gold, so what you saying?
Time. That's why I most resign. Sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and decline. Sip a pen.
tabs of your coke with a twist of lime, a crack of 40-0, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?